In the next 2 months, we are moving to do another major initiative under the Ministry of Communications. Ghana is going digital in our address system. We talked about it and we are going to launch it. We will start in October and I think we will get the president in his own good time in November if he gives us the time to do a formal launch. We are a country that with finding addresses has been very difficult. You know, that type of addressing is a bit outmoded for the type of economy we want to build. And so what we have asked for is a GPS-based system, again, conjunction with a postcode system. So the Ghana Postal Service is going to be anchoring this whole thing, and you will have digital addresses. Every bit of Ghana, even if you are standing in the river Yeji, and you say, this is my address, we'll be able to find you. Right in the river, we'll go and find you. It is a transformation. We will have addresses for every place, and we will start rolling it out this year, and that will become very, very key.
Second on the agenda is the launch of the National Identification Card. Vice President Bawumia said the ID card is very crucial because it will define true citizens of the country.
Again, by November, God willing, the next bit of digitization will be the National ID card. That is very, very critical. And we are trying to get the address thing launched before the National ID so that when you come to register for the National ID, you will have your address as well and we'll put it there. But it's all digitime in Ghana. We are moving to get these things done. The National ID is very critical for everything that we are going to do going forward. It's very, very critical. Whether it's health, whether it's education, taxation, everything will now be dependent on your National ID number, which will be the unique number which will follow you from birth all the way to death. It will be that one National ID which will define you in our socioeconomy.
The Vice President also mentioned the launch of interoperability of the payment system. He said all these projects will facilitate data integration among key public institutions.
There is one more, which is the interoperability of the payment system. Again, we are planning to launch it in November this year. So, Nana Akufo-Addo said he's in a hurry. We are trying to put all these critical pieces of the jigsaw for a digital economy to be in place. And once we have all these pieces together, then we can think of data integration amongst DVLA, the police, passport office, electoral commission, and all of that. We'll now have the platform to do it. So we are going to be moving into a very different economy. And all of you will be needed to make that economy work because it is going to be an ICT-based economy.
Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia.